Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Before we come to your calls on this, some breaking news from America. Multiple people are dead after an active shooter incident at a school in Texas. How often do we cover this sort of incident in the United States? LBC's Washington correspondent Simon Marks joins us now. Bring us up to date, Simon.
Well, it's happened again, Ian, and it's happened with what could be utterly tragic consequences. We know that at least 2 children are dead at the school in Uvalde in Texas. That's west of the city of San Antonio, where this shooting occurred. But ABC News here is reporting that its sources are saying that the death toll could be as high as 14. The suspected shooter, an 18-year-old, we do not know if the 18-year-old was directly connected to the school or not, but there were early reports suggesting that the shooter had been taken into custody. Now there are multiple reports that, in fact, that 18-year-old is dead. 13 people were transported to area hospitals. 2 of them were dead on arrival at those hospitals. We're waiting now for a news conference from the authorities at the scene in Uvalde. President Biden is aboard Air Force One, returning to the United States. He's due to land in about 4 hours' time here, presumably learning of this in the air via the television screens that they have on board Air Force One. And of course, it was only shortly before he left for Asia last week that he traveled to Buffalo in New York to meet with the families of the 10 victims of the supermarket shooting there, allegedly carried out by a white supremacist 18-year-old. We have no understanding of what the motivation is for this attack today in Uvalde, nor indeed yet any precise details about how it occurred. There were some reports earlier in the day that the shooting had started outside the school and then moved inside it. Now the suggestion is that actually the action was confined to the school itself, but at least 2 children dead, possibly a much higher death toll than that. And once again tonight here in the United States, America will be confronting the issue of mass gun violence at yet another school, and raising all the familiar questions to which there are never any answers from the president or from Congress with regard to gun control or any meaningful change in the easy accessibility of weaponry in the United States. So a tragedy evolving now in Texas, and we'll get more details as soon as that press conference takes place.
Did Joe Biden not promise to reform the gun laws in his campaign?
Well, he promised to reform the gun laws in his campaign. Not only that, on the campaign trail, on more than one occasion, he looked the victims, the families of gun violence victims, in the eye, and with tears in his own eyes, promised him that this presidency was going to be different. What, of course, is not different is that President Biden knows the political calculus on Capitol Hill hasn't shifted, and because his political coattails in 2020 proved to be almost non-existent, the Democrats are 50-50 in the Senate against Republicans, and not all Democrats back meaningful common sense gun control. So this is an issue that is absolutely stalled, moving nowhere. But I think it's also important to underscore, Ian, that, you know, when President Biden went to Buffalo last week, he barely mentioned gun control in his speech condemning white supremacy. He called on Americans to rise up and absolutely reject the language of hate and violence and fear, but he didn't offer a single legislative initiative to combat white supremacy and hate and fear, which was allegedly directly involved in the Buffalo shooting, or other than simply briefly urging Congress to take some action. No new initiatives from him in terms of trying to breathe any kind of life into legislative efforts on Capitol Hill to force the hand of Congress to pass gun control. So this is is an intractable situation in the United States. Once again, we find ourselves covering yet another tragedy here. Sadly, safe in the knowledge that after this one's over, there'll be another one along not too long after that.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, our Washington correspondent. If we get more on that during the programme, we'll let you know. And I'm sure Tom Swarbrick will be bringing you more after 10.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.